nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Down here in Central Florida, I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is September 4th, 2022. It's been a full week of news and sound bites, and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles for provocative insight and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Phone lines 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. We will be off on Monday for Labor Day, just to recognize Labor Day, just to let you know that. Labor Day, what is Labor Day? Well, it kind of ends the summer, beginning of the school year for the kids. Get him out of the house. To celebrate the social and economic achievements of American workers. Well, that's interesting. Maybe that's why the government has decided to hire 87,000 more IRS agents and put a Glock in their hands. Maybe that's why they need those guys around. You know, you've been too prosperous. You've made too much. You're holding back on me. We want some more moolah, so we'll hire some more agents and flip you, and we'll turn you, and we'll see if we can squeeze some more money out of you. That's kind of how I see it. That I can only could speak to one thing, is that the government is really broke. If they have to go to that level of action there to squeeze you, is because they just don't have the money. Well, why can't they just keep printing the money? That's all they've been doing anyway, right? Just kind of print the money up. And why do you have to squeeze people at all? If you can print money out of thin air, which they've been doing forever and ever and ever, why do people have to pay taxes? That's because of control. That's to show you who is in power, and that's about control. That's what that's about. Let you know who's the boss. Keep you in line here. Well, you have to pay your taxes. What for? Because we said so. We're the boss. About a week ago, I had a conversation with a former host, Keith Rogers, on the station here, Perception Management. Had a good show. Conversation we had was mainly on focus, a theme that every host on this network should follow, and I have to agree with that. We are in a fight for our lives, our survival. That's a fact. Have we ever had to deal with this before? Have we ever had to worry about our government attacking us? Labeling us as domestic terrorists? Because why? We question? Because we go to school board meetings. We protest the agenda, the indoctrination program, the teaching of LGBTQ and all that other garbage to our children. Because we speak up, we are what? Domestic terrorists. Amazing. Well, I just have to say one thing. To hell with all the diversions. We need to focus on really what's going on here. And I have to agree with that, Keith. And I'm going to do my best to focus on those things. To hell with the diversions that they have lined up for us. The football, college football, college basketball, NFL, NBA, American Hockey League. These are all diversions. Diversions from what's really going on. None of these things I've just mentioned here will make your life better. They're diversions. They're diversions to take your attention away from what you really should be focused on. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have some kind of entertainment. You should. You should have entertainment. We should all have an outlet to let off our steam, to help us rejuvenate ourselves, to get back in focus, keep our head in the game. I'm okay with that. But I think far too often people really consume themselves, get consumed with college sports, professional sports, entertainment, things that really don't have any benefit to you, really, other than the immediate right then and there. They don't help you in the long run. They don't help you in the long run. It's just a patch of happiness right then and there. And then when it's all said and done, it's all gone. You're thinking to yourself, geez, that didn't last long, did it? It was a little buzz. But I really didn't get much out of that. You know, now I need more. I need something else. So I have to agree with Keith on that. this weekend, what did I do? Nothing. And it was everything I thought it would be. Do you remember that line in the movie, Office Space? I actually really didn't. I decided to pull back a little bit and not do much. You know, I usually look forward to my Friday night gig, my jazz show, 3 hours every Friday night. And I'll be honest with you, I have lost the passion. Over the last couple of weeks, I've lost that passion. I'm just going through the motions. I'm doing a so-so job, I guess. I don't know. I don't hear any complaints. But I don't engage myself like I had in the past. And I'm just kind of pushing myself, going through the motions sometimes to say, well, I've got to go do my Friday gig. And I don't feel like going doing it. I want to call in and, you know, make an excuse or saying I just can't be there today. But I have people who rely on me. So, and that's probably their therapy. My music is their therapy also. So, but I just haven't felt that way lately. I've been fighting these demons. John Stadmiller and I talked about this. You're gonna have your highs, you're gonna have your lows when you come into radio like this. And I've had some highs and I've had some lows. And right now I'm kind of down, but I'm trying to pull myself back up and get some energy to fight, to be in the fighting mood here, because we are in a fight for life. We are going to have to really buckle down, lace up the straps, the bootstraps, and really kick our heels in to defeat these evil people that are out there trying to take away our lives, our liberty, everything, taking everything away. Some of the things I've been fighting, it's been a big frustration on me is trying to be the savior for everybody. And I can't do that anymore. I can't do that. Even my own family, I kind of have to say, well, it is what it is. Yeah. When people start to pull back from you, there's one of two reasons when it comes down to this information. One of two reasons. Either they can't handle it. They just can't handle this. The very thought that your own government is trying to eliminate you, to depopulate this planet here, and that they're trying to poison you through shots, that's pretty hard to take. It is. To wrap your mind around that you have a government. Everybody used to think, well, the government's a good government, you know, the Statue of Liberty, and we care for everybody, and come here and bring us your weak, your sick, your poor, and all those other things. And then you get here and you find out it's anything but that. You find out what your government's actually done in your name. You find out about the FBI, the CIA, how corrupt they are. The nations they've flipped over, they've toppled with coups, the leaders they've assassinated, all this garbage, all in our names of America. It's very depressing. Very depressing if you focus on the real truth, the facts. And we are in a fight for our lives, people. We really do start to need to focus on what's really important here and put everything else aside. You know, I watched a little bit of the U.S. Open this week. Just a little bit. Not as much as I did before. Lately, I just been doing other things. And I wouldn't call myself a fanatic. I just used to play the sport, and I like to watch a little bit. But I'm not a fanatic. But, of course, you know, Serena Williams, this is going to be her last tournament before she retires. Of course, she wants another Grand Slam, which I said she's not going to get it. But I find these corporations, these sporting media services, ESPN and all the others, the Tennis Channel, and all these other these sports outlets that, you know, bring you the sports and have the commentary, that they're really all bought off. They really are. They're woke. They've been bought off because Serena lost. Lost the first set 7-5. lost the seconds. I actually won the second set in a tiebreaker, 7-6, and then got her rear end handed to her in the third set, got beat 6-1. So you think that's the end of Serena, right? No, it's not. It's the mainstream media loves this, the darling, little black girl from the ghetto, and of course going to play that angle up. Really sad because the actual winner pretty much got shoved off the side for the loser in this one here, even though she's leaving the game. She has not been a spokesmodel person for this sport. She's not been an ambassador. She's been an embarrassment. She's pulled the race card left and right. She's not been a good example to the sport, but they mollycoddled her, still mollycoddling her. And I can tell that Tomanovich, who won the match, she was being politically correct. As she said, we're all going to miss her. And then she kind of waved and left and went to the locker room. I can tell she's not happy because she had to bite her tongue. This is one woman that really speaks her piece about everything. And I can tell that she had to play the game because of the meanness of this crowd in New York City here. This is not New York City, but New York, that this crowd will eat her alive if she doesn't try to pander a smidgen and say, well, we'll miss her and what a great influence she's been on a lot of players. I guarantee you the truth of it, if she were to speak the truth, she'd say good riddance, goodbye. She's a good athlete in so many ways, but she was a poor sport. If she didn't win, she always had a reason why she didn't win. She had to blame something, somebody else, blame the line judges, blame the main judge there, the court judge, find reason, pull racism out. Her father was that way. And you know who I should blame actually for the situation is your upbringing. Serena and Venus probably grew up as probably normal little girls like any little girl would be. But somewhere along the way, this father who has been actually banned from coming into the stadiums because he was always pulling the race card. Pulled the race card. You know, they did that because she's black. She's black. Jeez. He finally got banned. And he couldn't come into the stadium anymore to watch his daughter play. But I blame that. If racism is handed down and blacks hate whitey, it's because somewhere along the way, somebody taught them that. And she's been mollycoddled for 20 years now, and she's gone. She's gone. But does that mean the Tennis Channel won't hire her to be a commentator on this? I hope not. For God's sakes, I hope not. She just disappears along with her sisters. She can disappear too. And it's sad because there are other black athletes on the tour who behave professionally. They're nice people. They're nice people to interview. They're talk to. They're very nice people. They don't have attitude. They don't throw around blackness, and it's not racial. You got Madison Keys. You got Sloane Stephens. You got a number of black female athletes out there. Fine athletes. Frances Tiafo. They don't pull the card. They're good players. They're solid players. We have a good future in men's tennis and women's tennis. And it's just nice that now this is over. And like I said, the sad part is that the victor yesterday did not get her day, did not get her due. Unfortunate is because of, well, the race thing. It's sad. Shouldn't have to deal with that. And if it's happening in tennis, it's most likely happening in every sport. The corporations have been told to, yeah, this is diversity. Diversity. Isn't diversity reverse discrimination? Yeah, it kind of is. It's the equivalent of affirmative action is what you have here. They just call it something else. They just repackaged it and put it out there. And now from that, it's going to be called diversity. All right, there you go. And that's where we are. What is nice to know, and my wife this week, you know, this weekend, we have a 4-day weekend together. And I said, you know, just do whatever you want to do. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm not going to bog myself down with all this mental garbage. And so she decided to go buy some equipment here and do some crafting for the holidays, for Halloween and for, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not so much Christmas yet, but definitely Halloween. She picked a lot of stuff, and she's very good at what she does, you know. And you know, whoever invented the glue gun, I think it was manufactured or invented back in 1958. Amazing little tool there, the glue gun. So she's making all these things, and she's happy. I can see that she's happy. Yeah. She's doing what she wants to do. This is her outlet of stress relief. And I just need to find my mojo again and get back into my groove here again. Oh, I did find out, because we made a couple stops yesterday to find her equipment. Stopped off at a place called Hobby Lobby. What a nice name, Hobby Lobby. Go in there. Actually, I did. I went somewhere else, but I dropped her off there. But when she came back, she goes, guess what? I said, what? I don't sell Halloween stuff at Hobby Lobby. I said, you're kidding me. Everybody sells Halloween stuff. Nope, they don't. Oh, that's interesting. She asked the woman, why? How come there's no Halloween stuff here? Nothing. Nothing Halloween. Well, evidently, the corporation, the company was bought, I think, in 2020 by a Christian family. No idea who the Christian family is. It didn't mention that when I looked up, researched it. But a Christian family had bought the company, Hobby Lobby, and had decided to not participate in Halloween. I could only think of why. Why would they do that? Well, I started walking through stores and I saw the gruesomeness of Halloween, the devilish stuff, the severed heads, the ghosts, the skeletons, a lot of evil stuff. It really is. It's not what we remember as kids, putting a sheet on, poking a couple holes out there and, you know, going door to door to get candy. It's gone a lot further than that. If you look at it, people putting tombstones in their front yard. There was a guy out here in Florida just 2 years ago. I took a picture of this. For Halloween, he actually had a real coffin. I don't know where he got it. He bought a coffin. He had a real coffin in his front yard. And he had all these grave markers and everything else, and then the lights and the scary stuff for the kids. And evidently his wife would sometimes go out there and there'd be a light shining on the coffin, and she'd lie out there in the coffin. When kids come by, she would jump up and scare them. It's gone to a much different level than when we were kids. It is actually gone to the dark side, kind of the satanic here of all this stuff. It's really kind of gruesome. And I even saw creepy clown costumes. And I remember, back in 16 or 17, we had this creepy clown alert, you know, creepy clowns popping up here and there. It was probably just FBI agents trying to stir up something, my guess so. But we had creepy clowns, and for some reason, they started popping up on subways and popping up here and there, and people were freaking out. My God, the creepy clown, does he have a gun? What's he doing out this time? I mean, it's not Halloween, so what's a guy dressed up like a creepy clown for? Again, probably FBI provocateurs trying to stir up something. I don't know. But it has gone in a very kind of an evil direction, Halloween. And I don't participate. We haven't participated in years. I'm not going to participate in a holiday that promotes childhood obesity and diabetes. I'm just not going to promote that. And you're not going to give them apples because, you know, kids, you give a kid an apple, what's he going to say? Well, it's probably a razor blade or something, and they'll just ditch it in the gutter anyway. So a nice apple gone. So I just don't participate. We don't turn the light on. And actually, we've got a 200-foot driveway. So pretty unlikely the kids are going to say, hey, it's a long walk up there. If they don't have any good candy, it's a long walk back. And since we don't put the lights on, so we don't participate, we don't get any calls. And we're kind of out in the country anyway. Nobody really bothers us here. But it is, it's a holiday of, what is it? You know, it's candy. Tooth decay. It's one of those holidays promoted by dentists. They keep busy. Filling cabinets or something. 512-248-8252. We got a lot to talk about tonight. It's nice to be back behind the mic again. Again, we'll be off on Monday. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. Been seeing a lot of commercials coming on now. Well, school just started, so of course you're going to see a lot more commercials for pushing for the childhood vaccines and shots. Maybe call them shots instead of vaccines. But they're pushing right now the flu shot. It's funny, they call this actually the flu shot versus a flu vaccine. They're calling it the flu shot. CVS. Go to CVS and get your flu shot for free. For free. Wow, free. God, I feel good when you get something for free, don't you? Not this time around. Go to CVS, you get a free shot, which turns on, probably flips a switch on, and it's still the same toxins that we have in these COVID shots, probably just now put into the flu shot itself. So not a good deal here. But it's interesting now that the timing of everything, now that the kids are back in school, CVS is pushing the flu shot here. And just last week, Fauci actually said it's going to be a bad flu year. Bad flu season. So timing that with CVS, it makes all perfect sense. They're going to be pushing the flu shot. And it's free. So, yeah, you want to get out there and get it. So I'm finding that, again, what's the effectiveness of, what was the effectiveness of last year's flu? I think it was like 17%. I don't think we've ever seen more than like 32% effectiveness. If you can't get at least 50%, it's not worth it. It's a gamble. It's a flip the heads type situation here. If you can't get at least 50% or more, it's not worth it. I've always never been a big fan of this anyway. I think I called that one correctly the first time when it came out, the flu, because I knew that the virus itself had already mutated and changed. And by the time it rolled off the assembly line here for the shots themselves, it simply did not match what was out there now. So
totally a waste of time. It's where you're essentially looking at the dog chasing his tail around and around and around, and you go, and it's never going to catch his tail, and you're never going to catch this virus. You're never going to catch the flu virus. You're never going to catch the COVID virus. It's never, it's always going to be ever changing, mutating. So it's a total waste of time. That's one thing that a lot of, you know, people like Dr. Fauci, not Fauci, but Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Robert Cole. Is it Robert Cole? Cole. That they would also talk about, that's, it's the ever, you know, it's the game that never ends. It just keeps going on and on and on. I'm not sure when are people going to find this out and actually learn to say, wait a minute here. It doesn't match. So why am I taking it? Earlier I talked about this, these demons I've been fighting and with family and friends, and I've decided I can no longer carry the burden. I cannot carry the burden from people who have decided to, refuse my information, you know, bury their head in the sand kind of situation. My own daughter, I love my daughter, but, it seems like it's come to a point now that, this is too much to handle. This is way too much to handle. And I don't, I give it in bits and pieces. Let's say I don't just dump it in your lap like I might hear. I have 2 hours to give you information, but I've been giving her information, you know, bit by bit along the way. And I think she's just not responding anymore. The clip I played last week from a Canadian doctor talking about the fraud of COVID. It's a 4-minute clip. Nice clip. It was a good clip. Right on, spot on everything. I mean, fraud from day one with the PCR testing, the, you know, walking around, testing healthy people, the false positives from the cycle spun at greater than 28, numerous frauds that were early to catch. It's pretty simple. I mean, I caught them right away. I said, that's not possible. Super spreader's not possible. Either infectious or you're not infectious. You have symptoms, you're infectious. And so I've been feeding this information all along. And so I asked her, in a text, I said, did you get a chance to watch the Canadian doctor talking about the fraud of COVID? It's a good 4 minutes. Did you watch it? I had to ask a second time. No response back. So I think I've become this conspiracy theorist in my family, or the kook. My father's a whacked, he's whacked out. He thinks they're trying to kill everybody off and depopulation. And everything I've ever shown or tried to show to back up what I talk about, evidently they have never done the research. They've never looked into, let's say, Event 201. All right, they've never looked into that. They've never looked at the TED speech from Bill Gates. They've never looked at anything. They've never looked at the Klaus Schwab speech, the Great Reset. We have a great opportunity here. They don't know any of these things. They don't know about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, as an example. I've asked black people this. Have you ever heard of this before? No, I never heard of it before. Amazing. You've never heard of the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. You've never heard of it. Never have. I don't know, just an ignorant population, or they just can't handle the truth. More to come. And your calls, David, Iowa, you're up next.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back. Let's go to the phones here and talk to David in Iowa. Welcome, David.
Hi, Steve. I've got.
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Okay. I got about a 2-minute paragraph here I could read on Halloween if it's okay.
Sure. What the heck?
Okay, here we go. The two Celtic words hallowed evening came from All Hallows Even, and now we call it Halloween. This is now even more popular than Easter and rivals Christmas. The roots of this festival came to us from Druid demon worship. Witches were said to fly brooms over the crops to, quote, teach, unquote, them how to grow. It was a fertility myth. When the first Roman Catholic missionaries encountered these Druids, they met stubborn resistance because the inhabitants of Angleland, Sweden, Netherlands, northern Germany, Finland and Ireland were very nationalistic. The ritual we embrace as Halloween was originally called the Feast of the Dead, pronounced Samhain, and was on November 1st. These pre-Christian Druids had the barbarians doing ghastly things. It was a dreaded occasion since it was thought that time stood still and the souls of the dead walked the land. Gifts, especially food, were left outside for these roaming ghosts with the hope that no harm would come to the households. The Druids chose certain children to be burned alive on, quote, bonfires, unquote, as offerings to the sun. Parents tied yellow ribbons around oak trees as prayers to the sun to have their children spared. The fat left over from the child was fashioned into a candle and placed into a carved-out pumpkin, or a hollowed-out vegetable with a round, sun-shaped design. The victim was called Jack of the Lantern. Prisoners and unliked people were burned alive in wicker cages, shaped in the form of animals, hung from trees. All of this was ultimately to pay homage to the sun, Woden, or Odin, as you now know that this Druid deity gives us our name for the fourth day of the week, Woden's Day. This comes from the book Fossilized Customs at fossilizedcustoms.com. this book would win the permanent Jack Nicholson Award for life. It's got a thing all through it like this.
Well, it's something I didn't even really do it as a kid. I think I cut it off pretty early as a child. I think I stopped. Oh, I'm going to say 8 years old. I stopped, and I stopped for other reasons. I never looked deeper than I'm just too old for this stuff. You know, I guess there are a lot of kids who went further than that. I'm 8 years old. I end up staying home and handing the candy out. That's what I end up doing. I know I just didn't see any purpose in it. It was kind of silly dressing up and knocking on doors. I can get all the candy I want. I don't have to beg for candy. But you mentioned there the burning people at the stake there, like the Salem witch trials and the witch burning for people that were suspected of being witches. You know, things didn't go right for somebody. They must have put a hex on me here. Let's burn them at the stake. This is no longer what I see in the stores nowadays is no longer the holiday I participated in as a child. It's not the same holiday. It's very gruesome. It's very dark. It does look like the occult, and I don't want any part of it. But it seems to grow year by year. It's getting worse. I saw things this year in the stores for sale, props that I'd never seen before. I actually snapped a lot of pictures just because I made comments about it and try to make my case of where is this going? Where's this all going? It's sad that, David, it's sad that our reality is so much of what we used to be scared with in the movie theaters, you know, the movies we used to go see as kids to scare us, is now a reality. The bizarre, the gruesomeness, the horrific is not make-believe anymore. It's real stuff. It's real stuff. And I guess I don't want to live that. I don't want to glamorize that at all. I don't watch war flicks. I don't watch war movies. I don't. I don't watch gruesome movies. I like to watch something that makes me feel good. Sometimes a suspense movie or something, Who Did It? Okay, like last night, I watched a movie from 1944 on Turner Classic Movies last night. I hadn't seen this in years and years. Double Indemnity. Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck. I enjoyed it. We sat back and we enjoyed the movie. Interesting ending. And I said, you know, that was decent. It was nice to watch something like that. Versus movies that are just intended to shock you. Gruesomeness. I just don't want any part of that. And I don't know. There's a big market for it out there. I mean, just look at TV shows on TV, you know. You got all this Law and Order. You got all this stuff. And they're actually taking the headlines. Their stories are actually taken from real life. They don't even have to. The scripts are not having to be written by the script writers. They said they simply go to the paper, open up the paper. Here's a guy that killed a guy, cut his head off on a subway, and hey, let's do that for a storyline. They don't even come up with anything original. They're actually going to your headlines in your papers all over the country here. Probably a lot of it's New York. But they're finding the gruesome in these headlines and these stories of real life stuff going on. And they simply now put it on TV, so you're getting a double dose of it now. And there seems to be a lot of people who are just addicted to this. They're addicted to the addicted to the gruesome. They're addicted to the hardships, the bad. And I'm just the opposite. I'm just the opposite. I want to leave. If I want to watch a movie, I want to leave being happy, and I leave it at that.
Yeah, Dr. Ted Brewer said he doesn't watch things like that. He gets really weird screwball things come across his desk or he hears about it. He says, I don't want that in my brain. I just discount it and throw it away. Or if I get emails like that.
Yeah.
I think he might have the right attitude.
Yeah, I think he does. It's really hard. You know, it's funny is that when we were kids growing up, David, what did we look to end our weekends? I remember Sunday was get your teeth brushed, get your PJs on, go downstairs. We'd watch it all together as a family. It's family time. We'd watch Wonderful World of Disney. We'd watch Wonderful World of Disney. Now that Disney has gone woke, gay characters, homosexuality influences, I mean, it's now very, very hard to find things to watch as a family. We watched as a family. We watched The Waltons. We watched Little House on the Prairie. And we watched Disney together as a family. And now it's very hard to find anything that's family-oriented to watch. It's good natured. There's nothing there anymore. You can't find it. You can't find it. Sad.
This stuff all comes from the Druids. Also remember that Winston Churchill was a Druid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. Very sad. David, I thank you for your call. I need to get going here. Keith Rogers is up next. Keith Rogers, welcome.
Hello there, Mr. Gator.
Hey, I got a terrible neck ache. Anyway, hey, I just want to tell you, I'm sure you've seen Fauci's video where he says...
Which one?
Well, I'll explain it to you, and then your next show on next Sunday there, you can use it or something like that if you want to. But anyway, he says, we didn't know at the time that this COVID only affected the elderly, and for others, it was just like the flu.
Yep, I remember that.
So now
a little worse than the flu. That's what he said.
Well, yeah, and then we have the Omicron, where that South African doctor came out and she gave the symptoms of it was a scratchy throat and stuff like that, and Borla over there at Pfizer saying, "Well, you need three injections," you know. The premise of this whole thing is though is that. What is it they're putting in these alleged shots? I just saw a Telegram thing here not too long ago here where it says, basically, regardless of whether you're getting the flu shot or the COVID shot or the monkeypox, they're all the same vaccines, which aren't vaccines. They're all gene editing.
Yep.
And remember, they called it gene therapy. Well, therapies aren't supposed to kill you.
No.
So, but anyway... So everyone's being lulled in this thing, and then we have Biden that just ordered a whole bunch of millions of these things like that. So what are they going to do, throw us into a lockdown again? And Canada just came out with a thing here about you'll need five injections to be able to do such and such, you know. But what are they putting in these things that's a must that everyone has them? And I think that goes along with that Bank of International Settlements where it talks about the vaccine passports and the new digital currency are inseparable.
Yeah,
and it's basically, you know, whether it's this graphene oxide or whatever like that, if they're building, in fact, an operating system inside the bodies of people and the people just reject it because it their bodies can't handle it or whatever like that. But the premise of this whole thing is that they are willing to allow tens of thousands and or millions to die, whether it's depopulation or not. And someone has to assume their debts because with the IMF talking about so many people being so engrossed in credit card debt, they have their house payments or car payments. Someone has to be absorbing that debt.
Well, here's what I think, Keith, what's going to happen is that they're going to consume the personal possessions rather than the debt. The people probably have more asset than they have debt. So let's say you owe $30,000 on charge cards, but you have a house, you have a couple cars. They'll simply consume all the tangible items over and waive the debt itself and call it fair and square equal, but it'll be far from that. They'll consume the land. They'll take your land. They'll take your house. They'll take everything they can, and they'll say, well, the debt has been settled now. I think that's what they're going to do.
Well, we see Australia now. News down there like the Sky News and stuff, they're coming out now. They're actually going against the so-called mandates and its agenda. And now they're asking questions again. You know, what's the imperative need, especially where like in Australia right now, they're having to bring in 200,000 immigrants to replace the workers that can no longer work anymore that have become disabled and or died.
Or and add on top of that, what they have now called the long COVID. There are I read 4 million people in this country now that have been diagnosed as long COVID, which means essentially they don't have the energy, the stamina to do their jobs anymore. They're always weak. They're very tired. And this is hanging on. This is like a mononucleosis situation here that they just can't function at the high level they used to now. And I can associate with that because I had mononucleosis at the age of 41, I think it was, and it wiped me out. I will never forget it. How did I get it? Because I wore myself down and I just worked like a maniac, and that's my fault. But I remember how long it took me to get back on my feet again after having mono. So this long COVID is taking people out of the workforce also. That's another factor, something else to factor in, long COVID.
Yeah, and the other premise, though, is that if you did get, say, the flu, just say whether it's COVID or the flu, you're down for a week and a half. Wouldn't you rather do that the natural way and have your body build up its own immune system than go out there and get 4, 5, 6 injections like that?
I've been saying that from day one, Keith. I've been saying that from day one. And you know what? It's funny because I didn't have an argument with my physician, my personal physician, but I mentioned natural immunity being the best you can possibly have. He said to me, and I couldn't believe it, I came out of there, my head spinning. I told my wife, I said, my physician said that we need the shots and the boosters because our immune system cannot handle this. Natural acquired immunity will not work against COVID. And I thought, where in the hell did you learn this? This is totally CNN stuff, you know, Fox or CNN. There's no science here whatsoever. And then I started saying, well, I better look for another physician because I think he's going to cancel me anyway because he knows I'm not vaxxed. I won't take it. And they keep asking me on these questionnaires, have you taken it? Have you taken it? No, I'm not. The fourth time in this office here, I've filled out the paperwork, and now you're asking me again and again. No, I haven't. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Well, remember, Fauci even himself says the best, best to cure basically is to get COVID like that because
you
have your own
and
immune system.
Natural immunity. Correct. Right.
Yeah, but
right.
You tell it to a doctor. Remember, these guys. Sadly, I hate to get into a religious portion of this, but in the last days, as they call it, that a man's enemies would be those of his own household. I have seen churches that have come forward and says that they were paid to tell their parishioners that if they didn't do this or didn't do that, they couldn't enjoy their ministry, being able to meet. It's all that we're all in this together stuff like that, and they bought into this line, and the churches got paid for it. And you'd think a church, even with this so-called mark of the beast, if they would have thought of that, they would have said, no, we can't take part in that, But they're all being led down the same path like that. And, again, no one questions anything. And now we see Biden, that basically if you question the authority of the White House, you're the terrorist.
Yeah.
So.
Well, many disciplines, a lot of the physicians I know, the churches are all in the same category, the same boat. They sold out their ethics for economics. They sold out their ethics for economics, whether it was be the 501c3 tax-free status or they were giving a nice paycheck to go along with the narrative. I have zero respect for any of those people that fell into that category. And that's probably why I have so few friends now. I'm pretty much a loner these days. And all right, that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. People are waking up slowly, but I think in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see a lot of piles of bodies. The bodies are going to pile up in the next 3 to 5 years. Will they come back and associate it with the shot, or will the government and the pharmaceuticals have already an excuse made up already? Global warming or the Russians did something. I don't know. But the point is, it may be too late anyway because there's no washout. I had somebody email me, is there a washout, something medications you can take to wash it out? Hey, you're talking about something that's going down to the cellular level, going down to the DNA level here, and it's modifying your DNA.
There's nothing to wash this stuff out.
Yeah, remember though.
Once it touches your DNA, starts to change your DNA, you can't wash anything out. And then you're going to start seeing the accumulation effect of all this graphene oxide in the body. And I still think there's association with the 5G, 6G coming later on. There's something there with that because they ramped it up awful fast and got it out there. You couldn't stop 5G. I think there's going to be some link between 5G and what's in those shots.
Yeah, you remember about a week and a half ago I sent you that. It was a government thing there, but they listed the CRISPR technology as a national security, and I thought, well, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
So this CRISPR stuff is, again, remember they promised everyone that this does not affect your DNA and stuff, and now they find that, well, it does, and now it's coming out with the infertility, and God knows if the children of those people today who actually have children, if they're going to be totally infertile.
Yeah.
And again, this is more on the Bill Gates depopulation agenda.
Yeah. Well, let's factor something else in. This week was, there was supposed to be a NASA rocket shoot off launch. I think it was on Tuesday, somewhere in there. It didn't happen. It got scrubbed, something with engines. And I say to myself, and I stand by this, that probably 10% of NASA, probably 10%, maybe 15% of NASA is actually science related, maybe to something that might benefit mankind. I think pretty much the majority of it is something with surveillance or weaponry to have an advantage over your enemies. And now that we have graphene oxide in our shots and 5Gs, we need more satellites up in space. I would just assume that what's happening lately with NASA going up, the billions that are being spent there, is nothing to benefit you and I. It's actually too detrimental to you and I, probably through these shots. And I'm just happy that I figured it out fast, and I never went along with this. This is the biggest scam from day one, Keith. And I find that most people have no knowledge of medicine. They really don't. You can feed them a line. They have no knowledge of automotive. None. You can get a mechanic comes in, you bring your car and something's going wrong with your car, and mechanic comes out and says, well, you got a problem with your Johnson rod. Well, there is a Johnson rod, but it's not in your car.
Well, here's one for you. Yeah.
The point I'm making is we have people that have no education in certain things, and they simply believe somebody who's well-trained, who looks the part, who plays the part really well, who's been put out there in the front line, wearing a white lab coat, stethoscope around his neck. You look professional as hell. Now get out there and sell this damn thing. And that's exactly what this administration did.
Well, I always thought when Elon Musk came out with his so-called Starlink that it was actually Skynet. We find out that they're using this so-called Starlink to help the Ukrainians target the Russian equipment and stuff. However, when that first came out, they were talking about bringing all this 5G service, Wi-Fi stuff, all to Africa and stuff like that. And I looked up Africa. Africa only has 70% of power throughout the entire country.
Right.
So how are they supposed to power all this equipment?
Well, Africa, Keith, has always been the petri dish for experimentation.
Yeah.
It flat out, it is a petri dish. Let's try it over there. Let's bring it over there and try it over there. Yeah, we can wipe out some brown people, not a big deal, because it's a petri dish to these people. These are evil people. Africa is a petri dish.
Well, it's part of Henry Kissinger's NSSM 200 thing of depopulating Africa so that the United States could have its vast resources.
Yeah, it's about stealing
resources. All right, let's go. You probably got the colors.
You got it. Appreciate it.
Take care, okay, Stevie?
All right, let's touch bases on here with Nancy in California. We'll probably take you through the second hour. Nancy, are you there? Nancy, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'll have a couple of minutes, and I'll probably have to take you into the second hour. What's on your mind?
I was just going to say to give your daughter a chance. I sent a text. This has happened more than once that never arrived. It's possible that she didn't get your text or I don't know, has she been receptive to what you've been saying in the past when you've verbalized
you know,
it?
I found, before this happened, a couple of months ago, I said to her, I said, you know, I give you a lot of information and emails and clips, pretty much what I play here. And I said to her, I said, I don't tell you these things to scare you, but to educate you and to have you prepared when it comes down to your food resources, making sure you start a garden, learn how to canning, all these different things. Don't take any of the shots. Homeschool now. She's followed a lot of my advice. And I said, do you want me to stop? You want me to stop sending you things because this is just too much for you? And she's, oh, no, keep send them to me. But then lately, it's been the opposite. I think it's overwhelming, and I don't know how else to put it. But we are in a fight for our lives. We are in a fight for our lives, and I want a better life for her, my grandchildren, my five grandchildren, and if she won't listen, to what I'm saying here and the proof I've shown that this is a depopulation agenda, I'm going to be hurting. I'm going to be hurting on any casualties in my family. But I can't do more than I've already done. And I've exhausted myself, and I'm mentally exhausted right now. I'm just tired. I'm trying to carry that burden. I'm trying to educate people. I'm trying to educate my own family who aren't responsive, and I'm afraid how it's all going to turn out.
Don't give up. People are afraid, number one. I have a sister who's afraid to even open up links. She doesn't want to be targeted. She doesn't want to be on somebody's radar. So people, number one, people are afraid. Yeah. But I've noticed people who don't seem like they're listening, and they're implementing. They're just not verbalizing because they're afraid. So just don't give up.
Yeah. Hey,
number one.
I think we got a break coming up here in a second. Nancy, could you stay over for the second hour? Can you stay over?
Sure.
Yeah, please stay over. Second hour coming up.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.